يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون.
Translation: O mankind, worship your Lord, Allah, who created you and those who were before you, so that you may acquire taqwa, who has made the earth a resting place for you, and the sky as a canopy, and sent down rainwater from the sky, and brought forth therewith fruits as a provision for you. Then do not set up rivals unto Allah in worship, while you know that He alone has the right to be worshipped. The next topic is Tawheed al-Uluhiyah. Allah next mentioned His oneness in divinity and stated that He has favored His servants by bringing them to life after they did not exist. He also surrounded them with blessings, both hidden and apparent. He made the earth a resting place for them, just like the bed, stable with the firm mountains, and the sky as a canopy, meaning a ceiling. Similarly, Allah said in another ayah, "And we have made the heaven a roof, safe and well guarded, yet they turn away from its signs, that is sun, moon, winds and clouds." Chapter 21, verse 32, Al-Quran. Allah also said, "And sends down for you water, that is rain from the sky," meaning through the clouds when they need the rain. Hence, Allah caused the various types of vegetation and fruits to grow as a means of sustenance for people and their cattle. Allah reiterated this bounty in various parts of the Quran. There is another ayah that is similar to this ayah, that is chapter 2, verse 22. That is Allah's statement, "It is He who has made for you the earth as a dwelling place and the sky as a canopy, and has given you shape and made your shapes good looking, and has provided you with good things. That is Allah, your Lord. So blessed be Allah, the Lord of all that exists." Chapter 40, verse 64, Al-Quran. The meaning that is reiterated here is that Allah is the creator, the sustainer, the owner and provider of this life, all that is in and on it. Hence, He alone deserves to be worshipped, and no one and nothing is to be associated with Him. This is why Allah said next, "Then do not set up rivals unto Allah in worship, while you know that He alone has the right to be worshipped." Chapter 2, verse 22, Al-Quran. The two Sahihs recorded that Ibn Mas'ud said, "I said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which evil deed is the worst with Allah? He said, to take an equal with Allah, while He alone created you." Also, Mu'adh narrated the Prophet's statement, "Do you know Allah's right on His servants? They must worship Him alone and refrain from associating anything with Him in worship." Another hadith states, "None of you should say what Allah and so-and-so person wills. Rather, let him say what Allah wills and then what so-and-so person wills." The next topic is a hadith with the same meaning. Imam Ahmad narrated that Al-Harith Al-Ashari said that the Prophet ﷺ said, "Allah commanded Yahya bin Zakariya to implement 5 commands and to order the children of Israel to implement them, but Yahya was slow in carrying out these commands. Isa said to Yahya, 'You were ordered to implement 5 commands and to order the children of Israel to implement them. So either order or I will do it.' Yahya said, 'My brother, I fear that if you do it before me, I will be punished or the earth will be shaken under my feet.' Hence, Yahya bin Zakariya called the children of Israel to Bayt al-Maqdis, that is Jerusalem, until they filled the masjid. He sat on the balcony, thanked Allah, and praised Him, and then said, Allah ordered me to implement 5 commandments, and that I should order you to adhere to them. The first is that you worship Allah alone and not associate any with Him. The example of this command is the example of a man who bought a servant from his money with paper or gold. The servant started to work for the master, but was paying the profits to another person. Who among you would like his servant to do that? Allah created you and sustains you. Therefore, worship Him alone and do not associate anything with Him. I also command you to pray, for Allah directs His face towards His servant's face, as long as the servant does not turn away. So when you pray, do not turn your heads to and fro. I also command you to fast. The example of it is the example of a man in a group of men, and he has some musk wrapped in a piece of cloth, and consequently, all of the group smells the scent of the wrapped musk. Verily, the odor of the mouth of a fasting person is better before Allah than the scent of musk. I also command you to give charity. The example of this is the example of a man who was captured by the enemy. They tied his hands to his neck and brought him forth to cut off his neck. He said to them, "Can I pay a ransom for myself?" He kept ransoming himself with small and large amounts until he liberated himself. I also command you to always remember Allah. The example of this deed is that of a man who the enemy is tirelessly pursuing. He takes refuge in a fortified fort. When the servant remembers Allah, he will be resorting to the best refuge from Satan. Al-Haris then narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "And I order you with 5 commandments that Allah has ordered me. Stick to the Jama'ah, that is community of the faithful. Listen and obey your leaders. And perform Hijrah, that is migration. And Jihad for the sake of Allah. Whoever abandons the Jama'ah, even the distance of a hand's span, will have removed the tie of Islam from his neck, unless he returns. Whoever uses the slogans of Jahiliyyah, that is the pre-Islamic period of ignorance, he will be among those kneeling in Jahannam, that is the hellfire." They said, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even if he prays and fasts?" He said, "Even if he prays, fasts, and claims to be Muslim. So call the Muslims with their names that Allah has called them, the Muslims, the believing servants of Allah." This is a Hasan Hadith, and it contains the statement, Allah has created and sustains you, so worship Him, and do not associate anything with Him in worship. This statement is relevant in the Ayat, chapter 2, verses 21 and 22. We're discussing here and support singling Allah in worship without partners. The next topic is signs of Allah's existence. Several scholars of tafsir, like Ar-Razi and others, used this ayat as an argument for the existence of the Creator. And it is a most worthy method of argument. Indeed, whoever ponders over the things that exist, the higher and lower creatures, their various shapes, colors, behavior, benefits, and ecological roles, then he will realize the ability, wisdom, knowledge, perfection, and majesty of their Creator. Once a Bedouin was asked about the evidence of Allah's existence. He responded, "All praise is due to Allah. The camel's dung testifies to the existence of the camel, and the track testifies to the fact that someone was walking. A sky that holds the giant stars, a land that has fairways and a sea that has waves. Does not all of this testify that the most kind, most knowledgeable exists? Hence, whoever gazes at the sky in its immensity, its expanse, and the various kinds of planets in it, some of which appear stationary in the sky, Whoever gazes at the seas that surround the land from all sides, and the mountains that were placed on the earth to stabilize it, so that whoever lives on land, whatever their shape and color, are able to live and thrive. Whoever read Allah's statement, and among the mountains are streaks white and red of varying colors, and others very black, and likewise men and ad-dawab, that is moving living creatures, beasts and cattle are of various colors. It is only those who have knowledge among his servants that fear Allah. Chapter 35, verses 27 to 28, Al-Quran. Whoever thinks about the running rivers that travel from area to area bringing benefit, whoever ponders over what Allah has created on earth, various animals and plants of different tastes, scents, shapes and colors that are a result of unity between land and water, whoever thinks about all of this, then he will realize that these facts testify to the existence of the Creator, his perfect ability, wisdom, mercy, kindness, generosity, and his overall compassion for his creation. There is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, nor is there a Lord besides him. Upon him we rely, and to him we turn in repentance. There are numerous ayat in the Quran on this subject.